What can we learn from Yitzhak Avinu? Yitzhak Avinu, we're told, Lechayra made the same mistake as Avraham Avinu. Vayishu Anse Amokim Leishtoi Vayma Achoisihi. Same as Avraham Avinu. The parasha ended differently. Avimelech didn't try and marry her. Interesting. And then Vayizra Yitzchok Boretz Ahi Vayimso Bashona Ahi Mea Shorim Vayvorcheu Hashem Uzarea Sode. That's not like Avram. Avram was never Zorea Sode. Avram worked with Tzoyn or Bokor. Yaakov Avinu wasn't Zorea Sode. Rashi tells us by Cain and Hevel, by Hevel roi etzoyin, by Cain oye oved adoma. So Rashi the fish in his kalala ho adoma, Hevel was poiresh me avodosa. Cain was oved adoma. Efshe Mishum Zeh, Avram, and Yaakov were also Poirish from Avodah Svadom. But Yitzchak wasn't. Yitzchak was Zorea Basode. Vayigdal Oish, Vayelech Holech V'Godel, Ad Ki Godel Ba'oid. Shteit Holech V'Godel, what's Ad Ki Godel Ba'oid? Zogt Rashi Shoyu Oimrim, Zevel Predoisov Shel Yitzchak. Well, the Kasper was the Hove Shel Avimelech. He became so godly, so rich, but the Ganser Oilom wanted from the Zevel of the Predos, Predos of mules. And the Gemara tells us a mule, since it's a mix, it's a kilayim, it can't be moiled. It can't be moiled. So Lechoira, the Predo has no bracha. And from the zevel of the Predo, the oilom around him wanted the zevel of the Predo from Yitzchak. There was more bracha in that than the kesev and zav of Avimelech. What's the significance of the zevel Predo? Bal kol ponim ki gadol ma'oid. Vahiloi mikne tzoyin mikne bokov v'avudo rabo. Other mepharshim say avudo rabo is fields. Farms, working the fields, Faikanu Oise Plishtim. And then we have this whole story about the Be'eros. They threw him out of Gror. He goes to Nachal Gror. Vayoshav Yitzchak Vayachbor is Abeiros Hamayim Shechofru Bimei Avram Aviv. Vaisatmu plishti vachrimo is Avram, vayikro lem shemus, kashem is ashe kora loyem ovim, vayikro avde ovim panochal. They found, vayim zu shom be'er maim chayim, vayorivu roi gro, im roi yitzchok leva, lolu amayim. What did he do? What did Yitzchok do? Vayikro shem aber esek, ki isasku imoy. He gave it a name, Asik, Machloikus, and he moved away. He didn't argue with them. Vayachbru Beracheris, Vayarivu Gamaleo, Vikroshmo Sitna, Hezek, and he moved away. Vayatek Misham, Vayachbru Beracheris, Lo Rovu Aleo, Vikroshmo Yerchoivos. Vayoyimeh, ki ata hiruchim Hashem lonu, porinu ba'oretz. The Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah here, says that these Be'eros were Merabes to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Rabban says the Merabes to the Bate Mikdosh. The Sugya Be'eros is a very tifa Sugya. For as it seems, this well, that well, the other well, this name, that name. A Be'er Maim Chaim is the source of life. In those days, that was where you got water from, so that's how you survived. You watered the flocks, you drank the water, that was the Mekor HaChaim, Be'er Maim Chaim. Where's the Chaim come from? Chaim is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the Makar HaChaim. Or Chas V'Shalom, when these Ovdei Avodah Zarah are held, it comes from other places. Avraham Avinu taught the world, Chaim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after he was Nifter, he Plishtim Al Kol Ponim, they blocked up his limudim. Tainet lonu habayim. The Indian of Be'eros is a tifa Indian. But what can we learn from the Pashtus? The Pashtus. He dug a well, they argued, goes away, digs another well, they argued. Goes away, digs another well. A mikro yotze b'dei pshutoi. This rabbi is a tifa idioti, beseda. What are we supposed to learn from this parasha, from Yitzhak Avinu's life? What is Yitzhak teaching us? If you don't know the Medrash, and you don't know the Ramban, and you don't know these ideas. Vayal Mishom Be'eshova. Noch ein interessanter Sach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came at the beginning of the parasha, he gives him a bracha. Vayeru Elov Hashem. Al Terit Mitzrayim, good, Shchoin Ba'aretz, Kub Ba'aretz Hazuz, Ve'imcho V'avorecheko. Kilechol Zarecho Eten Iskol Ha'aretzu So'el, I'll give you, and your Zera, Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ki Moisis Hashua Shenishbati L'Avraham Avicha. Why am I giving you Eretz Yisrael? Because the Shvua I gave to Avraham. But Avraham was to Zarah, and the Zerah of Avraham is Yitzchak and not Yishmael. Certainly not B'nai Keturah. He based his Zarecho Kechoy Chui HaShemayim, and Osati the Zarecho is called Arot Yisrael, is Boruchu Mezarecho Kol Goy HaOretz, Eikev Asher Shom Avraham B'Koyli. Why am I giving you this Gvaltig of Bracha? Not B'Schuscha. B'Schus Avraham. The brachas are always bavur Avraham. Yitzchak lechayra doesn't have any chashivas, any schus kiyum on his own. Avraham kavul, okay. Avraham is the aschala. The brachas will be schus Avraham to Avraham. To Yaakov Avinu, the brachas, not because of Avraham or because of Yitzchak. Yaakov is zoicha the brachas himself. See, what can we learn from Yitzhak Avinu. There's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos Peites, Peites Omid Beis. Omrim Shmuel Banachmeni Omrim Yonason. My Dichsiv, Posig Yeshaya, Ke Ato Avinu, you are our father, Ke Avrom Lo Yodanu. Avrom didn't know us. V'Yisroel Lo Yakirenu. And Yaakov, Yisroel, didn't recognize us. Ato Hashem Ovinu, you Hashem are our father, Goyalenu, you're our Goyal, Me'olam Shemecha. What's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk saying? It starts, Kato Ovinu. Why? Because Avram, Lo Yodadu. Yisrael, Lo Yakirenu. What about Yitzchak? There, the Pasuk says, Ato Hashem Avinu. So, what's the Kefer Loshon? Ato Avinu. The Diuk is the Hesber of the Gemara. That Diuk is the Hesber of the Gemara. Gemara says, Lo Sid Lovoi, Yoim Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lavrom, Banecho Chotu. Lasid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to a time with a taina to Avram Avinu, Banecho Chotu. Om Alephonov, what's Avram's response going to be? My children were choite. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimochu on Kedusha Shemecha. They weren't Mekadish your shame. Chas v'shalom, Yimochu. Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Eimelei LeYaakov. Maybe Yaakov will be Melamed Zchus. Why? The Havelei Tzar Gidol Bonim. Yaakov Avinu had Tzar Gidol Bonim. What's the pshat? Mefarshim explained that Be'etzim Yaakov is the real Yisod of Klal Yisrael. Kamuvan Avram is the real Yisod of Klal Yisrael. But who brought the Shivtei Kah into the world? And who is Matil, the Shem Yisrael? We're not Be'etzem called Avram, we're called Yisrael. Al Shem Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Saba. He fashioned and took the Arichas, maybe in the Hemshech, in the weeks to come, when we look more at Yaakov Avinu. Maybe we'll understand more why Yaakov Avinu, why he fashioned Klal Yisrael. He took from Avram, he took from Yitzchak. Al Kolponim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to ask Yaakov Avinu. Efshe Demoy Rachmei Olayu. Maybe he'll be Mispal V'Rachamim for them. Omalei, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov, will come to Yaakov. Ponecho Chotu. The Averis. Amalephon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimach al Kedusha Shemecha. They weren't Mekadish Hashem. I brought a Klal Yisrael into the world to be Mekadish Shimcha. They weren't Mekadish Shemecha. Yimach al Kedusha Shemecha. Omar, so Kodesh was going to say, Loi besabetame, velo bedarkete bedadike eitze. The Zayda doesn't have Seichel. And the the Eidikul, the grandson, doesn't have Eitzim. Om Aloy Li Yitzchok. I'll have to go to Yitzchok. So he comes to Yitzchok. Kodesh Baruch Hu will come to Yitzchok. Lasit. Banecho Chotu Li. What's Yitzchok going to say? Yitzchok's going to say, Amalephonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bonai v'loi Bonecha? See, he's Bonai? They're not Bonecha? B'shoa sh'igdimu lefonecha na'asev l'nishma korosa lohem b'ni b'choyri. You called them Bonecha. B'ni b'choyri. Sitrasat, Bini Bechayri. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Bini Bechayri Yisrael? Long before Na'aseh V'Nishma. Said it by the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dr. Rashi, Karos Alehem Bini Bechayri Yisrael, Shehoye Garlui Lefanecho Shehein Asidim Loima Lefanecho Besinai Na'aseh V'Nishma. Why were we called Bnei Bechayri? Why are we Bonov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew we were going to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. Lekabel Olcho Me'ava Kebonim. Klal Yisrael are called Bonim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Because we were Mekabel, the oil HaTorah Be'ava Kebonim. It's not no get to the Iker Sugya here about Yitzchak. But it's a Yesod Otzum to know. In Vayischanan, the Pasuk Vishinantam Levonecho, Rashi brings, Bonecho Eila Talmidecho, from the Sifri. He brings three rayas. The first raya is, how do we know Bonim and Talmidim? Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Dichsiv bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. That's a raya that bonim means talmidim. It's Rashi l'shitosoi. It's Chazal l'shitosoi. What makes us into bonim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we're talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we learn the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we mekabel oil Torah, not just we learn it, we mekabel oil Torah, and that makes us into bonim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, what Torah is, the ikar connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoyach the Torah. And ad kedei kach, it turns kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nishkei beyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avinu, Hashiveinu avinu l'soyrosecho. In avorabo, avinu ha'avorachamon, ha'merachay, rachim aleinu, v'sei b'ni beinu l'hovinu l'haskil, l'ishmoy, l'ilmoy, l'lamed, l'ishmoy, l'asus, l'kaimis, kol divrei salmon toyrosecho, b'chidas avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avinu, mitzad Torah. Al-Koponim nachso to the Gemara. Yitzchak Avinu starts tiny with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's haste? Boneh? Bonai? Ne bonecho. Vahoyt, more than that, Yitzchak Avinu starts an interesting tiny. So to Yitzchak Avinu, well, he will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama chotu. How much were they wachoyte? Kama shnoisum shel adam. How long does a person live? Shivim Shana. Dal Esrin, Daleonchus Alayu. The first 20 years, you don't give an Oynish, till the person's 20. Poshalu Chamshin. You're left with 50 years. Dal Chofhei, Daleilusa. Take away 25. 25 of the years is at night. And then they don't do Averas. Interessant, you just look at the Mephoshim. What's the. Why do they do Averas at night? Many people, the Choyra, do more Averas at night than they do during the day. But I'll compare him, I the Mephoshim, what the Hezbe is. Poshaluhu Chofhei. Dal Tate Esrei Upalga, half of the 25 left, 12 and a half of those years, take away, did Sluye Umechal or the Besakise? The davening and eating Besakise. Was it three things? Ad kedei kach is 12 and a half years of a person's active life, right? The 50 years after he's 20. Sken Zayin has to do with the Gemara. Brochus says the person's marich mitfila and beshulchanoi ube beis akise is marich iloi shloisov. These three things, and biyuchadik idiot. of being marich. Marich mitzvila, no. Some people find that very hard. Davening in yeshiva, so such long davening, nebuch. Marich b'shulchana, I don't think people find that so hard. Marich b'sakise, eich nish. Where's your chavrusa gone? It comes back half an hour later, three quarters of an hour later. Where were you? I had to go to the Beis Akise. Sometimes you stop here in Yeshiva, the Beis Akise is next to the Beis Akafe. So there could be both Marech with Beis Akise and Marech Mishulchona. You be made Al Kolponi. Tal Tat Israel, Palgadit, Sluya, Mechal, the Beis Akise. So how much is left, says Yitzchak Avinu, the Poshulhu Tata Israel Palga. How much is left that they were choite? 12.5 years from a mensch's whole life. 70 years, he's left with 12.5 years of chet. So to Yitzchak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imata soivel es kula mutav. So you should be soivel. Be soivel the 12.5 years of Averis. Vim lav. Palga olai or palga olayich. Then if you can't be soivel all of them, then I'll take half and you take half. V'im timtza loima kula malai ho kreves nafshi kamoch. I was mekarev my nefesh to you by the akedah. I became completely korev to Hashem. It was moiseh nafshi completely by the akedah. Pasru v'omru, the Klal Yisrael are going to say, Ki atah avinu. We turn to Yitzchak avinu, we say, Yitzchak avinu, you're our real tata. Avram, useless. Yaakov, useless. Atah avinu, Yitzchak, you're our tata. You stood up for us. You can stand up for us. You give us kiyum. The Av gives kiyum. Avraham can't give us kiyum. Yimochal kiddush shmecha. Yaakov doesn't give us kiyum. Yimochal kiddush shmecha. Yitzchak Avinu gives Klal Yisrael the kiyum. Omalem Yitzchak. Omal Yitzchak says, Ad shatem mekalsin li. You're praising me. Kilsu la Kodesh Baruch Hu. Praise HaKodesh Baruch Hu. U'mafchelu Yitzchak at Kodesh Baruch Hu b'inayu. Miyad nosu eineyem l'morim v'oimrim ato Hashem avinu goyaleinu me'olam shmech. The pasuk starts ato avinu. And Avraham lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. So the Gemara learns, so who's Atah Avinu? Klal Yisrael turning to Yitzchak, Atah Avinu. Because in Melamed Zchus, as we saw. But then the Pasuk carries on, Atah Hashem Avinu. So the Gemara says, the Yaakov, Yitzchak says, the Klal Yisrael, I'm Avicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avicha. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato Hashem Avinu goy aleinu be'olam shemecha. It's a very tifa Gemara, not poshut bichlal, Rabbi Yisai. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Gimel, he explains the Pasuk, Yodata Yoyim Vashivoy Solovecho, Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elukim. Elukim is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Elukim is the shame which we find in Maaseh Bereishis. Baal HaKoyches Kulam means that there are koyches. There are things in the Bria. There's a Bria. There's all sorts of things in the Bria. Koichos, there are different koichos in the Bria. Every plant has a certain koyach. Every animal has a certain koyach. A different koichos. Human beings have different koichos. They're the koichos of what the world calls nature. The koyach of the wind. Koyach of gravity. How many koichos in the Bria? Lichaira, when you look at the Bria, everything's different. Everything's different koichos interacting. So the Pasuk, Hashem hu Elokim. Who is the Makar of all these koichos? And who is the Pnimius of all these koichos? Who is the power, but in the premius of all these koichos, Hashem Yisborach. Hashem, hu Elokim. Don't make a mistake, chas v'shalom, and go say that all these powers are separate powers. Each one has its own shetach, separate powers. And we're living in a world affected by all these powers. So we want to affect these powers. So what's one idea which they invented many years ago? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah takes each of these Elohims and looks at it as a separate power with separate Bechira, separate decision taking. And I'll do this and this Avodah to that, and this Avodah to that one, and this and the Avodah to that one. And then Mimela, I'll affect them, I'll get on their good side, they'll do good things for me, I'll get a better parnasa, my field will grow better, my investments will go better, I'll win the war. Elohim Acherim. So Dr. Posig, that's a big mistake. They are not individual, independent powers. None of them are independent. Hashem hu ho Elokim. The koyach all comes from Hashem. You want to change something? Go to the Makar. Go to Hashem. Even though in Elokim you see the Bria, you see all these powers, they look like they're separate. But the emes is Hashem hu Elokim. And the Torah tells us we have to be oved on this. V'yodata hayom. V'ashivoyso el levavecho. Not only do you have to know it, you have to internalize it. Hashivoyso el levavecho. And live with this hakara. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Nothing, chas v'shalom, is separate from Elokim. Zok the Rav Shachaim, Itshar Gibul, Perig Yud Gibul. This was the avoid of the Overs Kol Yomeim. Keseda, the Overs HaKdoshim, were misboinein on the Bria, and saw all the different things in the Bria, and saw it's all Hashem. Avram Avinu saw the Shefa in the Bria, the Chesed in the Bria. What did he do? He built an eshel, or he planted an eshel, and he showed people the shefa and the bria, the broch and the bria. Where's it coming from? Oh, it comes from you, the Baal HaEshel. Chas v'shalom. Hashem hu Elokim. Be mevorech to Hashem. Be mevorech to the Makar. And that's what Avraham Avinu was megale to the world. The gevaltige kiddush Hashem. And when Hashem Yisborach tells him, Chotu Banecha, they didn't live up to your teachings. What? Yimachu al kiddush Hashem. Avraham Avinu's whole life is to be mekadesh Hashem, to show Hashem. Yimoch al Kiddush Shmecha. Yaakov Avinu, next week's parasha, saw the Sulam. The Sulam is a gilui of the Nishmas Yisrael. And you see the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Yid, send the Malachim up. Umalachim oilim boy on the Sulam. Up to Shomayim, Hashem, Nitzav Olam. And then the Yoredim and bring the Shefa down. Yaakov Avinu taught the world Torah, Kedusha, Steiging, bring out to the world Hashem Yisbarach. Chotu Banecha. What? They're not Mekadish Shmi. Yimocha al Kedusha. You see Hashem Hu Elokim in the Shefa of the Bria. You see Hashem Hu Elokim through Maisa Odom. That's Avraham and Yaakov. But what about in the things, the opposite of the Bria, which you find in the Bria, the Midas Hadin in the Bria? Things which are chaser in the Bria. When there's the chesed stops in the Bria. When there's lacking in the Bria. Where does that come from? Chas v'sholim. There's two koiches. There's koiches ora and koiches hatoiv. Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu showed the koiches hatoiv. But what about the ra in the Bria? Where does that come from? So the Mishnah, Perik HaRoya, Brochus Nundalit. Everybody knows about the Deher Moshteido. Chayiv Adam Levorech Al Hara. Kishem shebevorech al atoiva. Shenema, ve'ohav tois Hashem lekecho, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol meidecho, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecho, yitzra atoiva, yitzra ra. B'chol nafshecho, afilu hu noitel es nafshecho. Aves Hashem b'shas, hu noitel es nafshecho. U'b'chol meidecho, בכל מבין לך, טוב האחר, בכל מידך, בכל מידו ומידו שהוא מידד בך, הווה מיד אלוי. Whatever מידו, מידו is a limitation, a גבול. Whatever מידו, הקדוש ברוך הוא gives you, a מידה טובה, או חס ושלום, הווה מיד אלוי, be מיד to Hashem. אבס Hashem, in every מצב that a person finds himself. The Gemara Daf Samech explains the Mishnah. Chai v'adim levorech al haro k'shem shevorech al hatoivo. Mai chai v'levorech al haro k'shem shevorech al hatoivo. I leime k'shem shevorech al hatoivo hatoivo ha-meitiv. Well, you're supposed to make the same bracha, hatoivo ha-meitiv. Kach v'orich ala ro. Otzanan, al besuris toiva is oima toiva ha-meitiv. Al besuris ro ois, oima boruch dayna oemis. You don't make the same bracha. Oma rova, so what's the kishem? Oma rova, lo nitzcho elo likabulin hu besimcho. You have to be mekabel the ro besimcho, just as you're mekabel the toivo. It has a different bracha. One sees a different gilui of Hashem. Dayanoimis. Ama be mekabel. Mekabel besimcha. Miyazei. Ama revacha mishum reblevi. Baikro. Where's the makor for this idea? So the Pasuk David HaMelech says, Chesed u'mishpat oshira, lecha Hashem azameira. Im chesed oshira, v'mishpat oshira. David HaMelech says, whether you give me chesed or you give me mishpat oshira. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Mehocha, Bashem ahalel dovo, belukim ahalel dovo. Bashem ahalel dovo, zumidat toiva. Belukim, midas adin, ahalel dovo, zumidas parodius. Ahalel dovo, whether it's din or whether it's chesed or whether it's parodius. Rav Tanchun Amar Mehocha, kois yeshuas esa, uveshem Hashem ekra. Gwaldik, chesed, kois yeshuas. Tzara v'yago in emtza, ubeshem Hashem ekra, exactly the same lashon. Where there's tzara v'yago in ubeshem Hashem ekra. V'rabbonan omre mehocha, Hashem nosan, v'Hashem lokach, yishem Hashem bevoirach. It's a different limudim, interesante sugya, either before Shem. But your Yodo explains it differently, but he wouldn't be Mekatzer, even though we're Marech. Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Mishum Rav Meir, V'chein Tonem Mishmei Rav Akiva, Le'oilom Yehe Odom Rogil Noima, Kol De Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Everybody knows that statement. Kol De Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid. Moshnei Don. So then, Mevoshim, the Marshal brings, Kol the Ovid Rachmanim. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does, Kol, is Be'etzim Rachmanim, comes from Rachamim. Even Din, the Kol the Ovid Rachmanim, is the Tav Ovid. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does is Letoiv. Then the Gemara brings a Maisa from Rebbe Akiva, a Dugma, called David Rachman of the Tav. L'choyer, the Gemara is explaining, how can you say Chesed u'mishpat oshira im Chesed u'mishpat oshira? How can you be mevarech, be mekabel besimcha? How can you be mekabel besimcha ra? If you know the call to David Rachman of the Tav of it. Ultimately, it's all the toiv. Udosh date. Hashem midas arachamim, hu ho Elohim midas adin. This is Yodua. Yitzchak Avinu was midas adin, midas hagvura. Avraham is midas achesed. Yaakov midas haemes. Yitzchak midas adin, gvura. We like to run away from Midas Adin. So Shvera Gemara, be mevarech ala ra kashem, likabule besimcha, to be mekabel besimcha. Yitzchak Avinu was misboiled on this yesod, Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim is not only when there's Shefa in the Bria. Not only in the Chesed of the Bria do you see Hashem Hu Elokim. Like I said, the Pshat in Hashem Hu Elokim is that there's nothing separate from Hashem. All the Koiches, the Bala Koiches Kulam, Hashem Hu Elokim, nothing is separate from Hashem. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does dvorim mugbolim, be'etzem Elokim is Loshen Rabim. And the shorish of Elokim is Kael. Kael means power. The shame Kael is the power united before you come to the Bria where it all divides up into different powers. Elokim with all different separate powers. And it's all Hashem. But it's different separate powers. It's when Hashem Yisbarach is making gvulos in the world. Limitations in the world. The power of gravity is not the power of wind. The power of wind is not the power of gravity. Hashem hu Elokim. It all comes from Hashem, but Hashem is making a certain gvul when he's showing the power of gravity, and a different gvul when he's making the power of wind. Even though Be'etz and Be'kor, it's all one. That's the Rosh and Kale. It's all really one. Aba Hashem is the Be'kor of everything. Hu Adin, when the Rebbeinu Sholem is manning the world, when there's Midas Hadin, in Sforim state, the word Din comes from Dai, limitations. The Eibishter's Mashpiach Chesed gives and gives and gives and gives. But there's also when the Rebbeinu Sholem stops giving. Gvul, Din, stops the Shefa. Is there another Koyach stopping the Shefa? Is that what's happening? A Koyach HaTov, and the Koyach HaRa stops the Koyach HaTov, Chas V'Shalom. Osa Loim HaTov Azeh, Bapito. Hashem Hu Elokim. It all comes from Hashem. The Chesed comes from Hashem, and the Gvul, and the stopping of the Chesed comes from Hashem. Yitzchok Avinu, Gvura, Midas Hadin. In Svarim Shteit, what's the Pshat? Midas Gvura, Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Gibar, or Kael, Agodol, Agiba, Vadoira. Shvashneitzach is Keneged, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elekeinu, Elekei Abaseinu, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. And we explained. What was the Gilui of Elekei Avram? Hokeil Agodol. Rashi says God is midas achesed, mispashet. What's the key Yitzchok? Hagibar. Hokeil Hagibar. What's that okay? Yaakov, Noira. Now, instead, those people who know what I'm talking about, you know, if you don't, maybe we'll speak about it in the future. Not sure. Al Kolponim. What's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Gibor? What's the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? State in the Mishnah, Ezeu Gibor, HaKovish is Yitzroi. Kivi Yochel, what's the Yitzroi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kivi Yochel, Chesed. Ezeu Gibor, HaKovish is Yitzroi. Midas HaGvura is when he's Kovish the Chesed. When he stops the Chesed, that's Midas HaGvura. There are Gvulois. Gibor and Gvul. Rashi says, Resh and Lamed sometimes interchange. Gibor and Gvul are interchangeable. There are Gvulus in the world. This is when the Chesed stops in the world. Where does it come from? Yitzchak Avinu was Megalit. That's also Hashem. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Yitzchak Avinu was Megalit. Everything's Hashem Yisbarach. Kishem shemivorchim ala toiv, kach mivorchim ala ra. It's all Hashem Yisbarach. And when, what's the kishem? To be mekabel. Mekabel besimcha. Why? How besimcha? Because ultimately, gamzu letoiv. Kol ma'ad ovid rachmona. It's all Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim. Midas harachamim. Is Elokim, is Midas Adin. Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rachmona is Latav Ovid. I once was thinking in Kriya Shema. Wow. V'o Avdo Es Hashem L'kechu B'chol Nafshecho Afilu Noiten Es Nafshecho. How can you be Oyev Hashem? Oyev Hashem. Avo from Hashem. Pshashu Noiten Es Nafshecho. Good is state is for him, you should be Mitzayer, Messias Nefesh, you're going, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, they're taking him off and burning him at the stake. No Mekabel, I understand, Efshah. Oh, but Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem. Came to me. It doesn't say b'chol nafshecho b'shas hu shehu hoireg oischa. Then eidachanami, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Halacha, Torah, Kiddush Hashem, Avonos Kein, have to let the goyim kill us. Shver Zach, Moshteit. Afilu hu doitel es nafshecho. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person into a matzav of Kiddush Hashem, the goof, they destroy. But the neshama goes up to the highest level, to Dveikus Bashem Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel es nafshecho. In Kiddush Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel es nafshecho. Such kirva l'Hashem. Ve'ohavto es Hashem l'kech. Kol mada obid rachmona l'tav obid. U'b'chol mida obid shumoy deit b'chol. So the Sefer HaYosha. Sefer HaYosha is a Meridika Musa Sefer. How be oimim, it's from Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh oimim is for another one of the Rishonim. If it's not Rabbeinu Tam, we don't know who it's from. It's from another Rishon, that's what they say. Perik Chi, Hashara Chi. Very, very interesting sefer. Very kedai to learn. Hashar Achi, b'simoni ritzoin ha-boirei, b'asher yuchal ha-odam lahaki imotzochei b'enei alukov. Perik Chi, Hashar Achi, gives you simoni, you can know whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu yomotzochei b'enei Hashem or not. Does Hashem Yisbaruch like you, loves you, or chas v'sholem? The kama v'kama inyanim here. The third inyan is v'oid kishu yavoy al odom yisurim v'chaloyim v'tzorois o yigle me'artsoy. Gets thrown out of where he's living. Tzoros yeida ki aboyre oyhev oysoy. When a person has tzoros, he should know the Ribbono Shelem loves him. V'yiyasreyu kasher yiyase ish es benoi. He's being mechanich him. He's giving him yisurim, like a good father who knows how to give good chinuch. Gives yisurim sometimes to his child, to his son, to his daughter. The God says in Mishlei, the only time you can give an oynish to your child is if the tachlis of the oynish will make the child steig more, become more of a tzaddik. Cholila to give an oynish, samals nekoma. Zog the God in Mishlei, v'kalvachoyme, if a person doesn't meet to kas, it's awesome to give an oynish to your child. When a person's bekoyis, he's potter from chiduch. Why? Because the only thing you can teach when you're angry, the only thing you'll teach your child is when you don't get your way, get angry, shout, scream, go red in the face. And that lesson is very, very well given over, unfortunately. And many, many people have mekabel that from their parents. Or if you think they're going to shout at him and destroy him and tell him about what a mushkas he is because he did this aveira, when you're angry, and then the child is going to say, oh, because of a tshuva, big mistake. Every child knows Tati's just angry and shouting and screaming and it's gornished. When can you give an oynesh? Only mitoich avo. Mitoich a cheshbon, that this will show the child this is not the right way, and then it'll be choizim etshuva. The God says after the oynish you have to be meratzeh the child and show him and teach him. Chaval, I had to give you a petch. Nowadays you mustn't give a petch, so it's not a chinuch course, Rabbi Yisrael, to explain this. I have to give you an oynish. Chaval, I had to do that. But I want you to understand, this behavior is not acceptable. It's pasnished. You could be you're a much bigger tzaddik. Why did you do this? The next time, the kid gets the message, Shum Bari Voivin, you can't do this. Or the Eibishter gives Saras Yisurin. Yedaki aboire oi hevoisai. It's coming from Ava. Vi yasreu kashe yase ishes benoi. Vim yire ki hu shoiket uboiteach. Below Yisurin. And if he sees that everything's going fine in life, no Yisurin, has a good life, no Yisurin. V'chaloyim, v'u omid b'shalva, v'le ovru olav nisyonas, and he never had any nisyonas. Life is beautiful. Isn't this the picture which they're always selling to us about this world? This world is supposed to be the beautiful world where everything is perfect. This world is supposed to be where be'etzem really tachlis achayim is a guy is tachlis achayim is to sit on the beach with music on this side and a huge bag of orange juice with a slice of orange on the other side. And you're in the beach. The sun is beautiful, not too hot, not too cold. And the blue sea waves coming, beautiful. 1 or 2 days in Achziv was like that. The beach wasn't so beautiful. And I never found a deck chair. But I'll call upon him, the orange juice. But I'll call upon him, isn't that Tachlis Achaim? That picture? Nebuch, in order to do that, you have to work the whole year until you get the 2 weeks in Miami when you can sit on the... That's Tachlis Achaim. So the Sefer Yosha, such a life. Who I mean, Beshalvo, Veloyovri Olam Nisyonis, Yeda, Ki Eid Abore Oye Voisoy. I once had a very, very shvera parasha. Yisurin Mamish. I had to run away from my house. Oh, that Gansa Maisa, Gansa story. It would take about half an hour to tell you, so I'm not going to tell you. Very interesting story. I was learning in the Vaduk at the time. I had to run away, and I couldn't come to Koil on time. So I went to the Rosh Hiva, Rabbi Zichrono, and I told him the whole story. So he says, he listens to the story, and he says, this is good. It's good. I said, it's good? I had to run away with my family. There's somebody threatening to kill us. And he said to me, it's good. I didn't know then that it was a Sefer Ayosha. Rabbi Zion said, this you saw it. He says, when you have these parashas, it's a simon, the Rebbeinu Shalom remembers you. When everything goes glatt, when everything goes fine, and no tsaras, says, who knows if the Rebbeinu Shalom isn't ignoring you and hasn't forgotten you. Kol ma'ada Ovid Rachmano letav Ovid. Yisurin, realize it's a simen ki yeda ki abore oyei voisoi. In Shara Shishi, because oyev dika yisoid. Some of you probably be very upset that I tell you this yisoid. Because I know from experience when I've told people this yisoid, some people get very upset. I know when I first heard it from Reb Shlomo Zeicher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, it opened my eyes, and I'm forever Ba'akoros HaToiv that he taught us this Yisoid. V'zeh Maisa Tzadik, Zokter in Shara Shishi. Shara Shishi, he gives different midos with which you're Oved Hashem. Bailas and Chisroides, to which to be Oved Hashem. Hadvorim ha-mesayin ala voidus ha-keil v'ha-ma'akvi lo'isom. So ha-midah ha-shishis, if you want to find it, it's a very long parak. Ha-midah ha-shishis. Ha-koiris v'atlois ha-bois ha-bnei odom. Events that happen to people in life. And towards the end he says, v'zeh ma'isa ha-tzadik. Ki yachshoy v'yeda, a person has to know, ki ha-oilom devei hatlo'ois. Oilom ha-zeh is the place of troubles. Al kein eino v'libo bohem b'chol rega. Did you have to wait? No, that things that go wrong in this world. Val kein lo yatriduhu k'sheyavoyo v'lo yachriduhu. And if you know that and you're prepared for that, then when things happen, Maises happen which don't go your way, you don't get knocked off from your Avodas Hashem. You don't get all Tzibrochen. When you realize you're not meant to be sitting on the beach with the music and the orange juice. He says beforehand, Im lo yavoyu hayoyim hamayroes yavoyu lamachar. They won't come today, they'll come tomorrow. V'im lo yavoyu lamachar, yavoyu l'achar mochar. They don't come tomorrow, they'll come the next day. Tachlis achayim is not to sit on the beach, Rabbi Yisai. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives Nevei Hatzlo'os. Ach yachridu mishu batuach ba'olam, that a person who's batuach in this world thinks this world is a dover kayam bifnei atzmoi. This world should be peaceful. Everything should be lechatchila. Everything should be wonderful. When things happen, he gets knocked off from the avoda. V'yoyimah ki lo yisovel of tzara v'chi shalvosu tamed loy. And he thinks, the matzav and shalva that he has now should continue forever. Al kein kishiyovo elov hepech me'asher choshav yecherad v'soy v'daitoy v'emunosoy v'avodosoy. He loses his emuna. All of a sudden he gets thrown off the beach. Well, the tzara has happened. He doesn't know what to do. He loses his emuna. His avodas Hashem stops. Look, it's weak. V'tzorech lemaskil nishma nafshoi tamid val yiftach betoyves ha'olam rega. Never be toivich in the toivves ha'olam. Rak yeda ki atlois mezumonis lovoi. Olam azez mnevei hatlois. Things go wrong in this world. Well, when things go wrong, it's designed olukim oyhevoisoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu's bringing a parasha, giving a nisayon, giving you something to deal with, and it's the opportunity to show Hashem Yisborach how ne'emon you are to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hu Elokim. In every matzav, even in the matzav of Din, Yitzhak Avinu shows Hashem Hu Elokim. There's a Rav, and he's a Rav the Sadeh. The sod is kilaloy elokim. Avram, different mahalachin chayim, mahalach of chesed, mahalach of doing, is parish. Yaakov, also different mahalachin chayim, is parish from the avodas Adam. Yitzchak, this is just Hashem elokim as much here with the avuda rabba, with the avodas karka, as it is with his mikra inside. It's all Hashem Yisbarach. And when you go into that world with that hakara, there's bracha. Bracha, bracha, bracha. Why? Hashem Hu Elokim. The gvulos are only there to help us, not to shter us. He digs be'eros, mekar achayim. And the goyim come and challenge him. And machloikas. He doesn't go and argue. Mekabel. Mekabel besimcha. Go somewhere else. Again? Go somewhere else. He's not going to argue with them. Later on, his mevura, when Avimelech and his general and his chevra come to Yitzchak Avinu, his mevura, you look at the mefarshim, they were scared of Yitzchak. Yitzchak could have destroyed them straight out. The Maisa, whose bear was it? The man who was Yitzchak's bear. Of his Mekabel. You have to know sometimes when you go with Avram's Mida, when you go with Yaakov's Mida, we're a product of all three of us. But what Yitzchak is teaching us, Hashem Hu Elokim, be Mekabel Mesimcha, when there's Din, it's still Hashem Yisbar, it's still Rachmana. High timer, Rabbi Yisai, if you'll understand. His mahalach is to be mekabel. High timer, in the Akedah, Avraham Avinu's chelik in the Akedah is to be makriv, kumvasei, What's Yitzchak's chelik in the akedo? Be mekabel. And that's what he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can't be mekabel, the shakla v'tariya with the half of things, a sugya for another time. If you want to know, look in the Mefarshim. Look in Netzach Perek Yud Gimel, there the Maral's Mazbir, Betuv Tam V'Das, the whole shakla v'tariya. But ultimately, Kerevis Nafshi Alayich, I was mismatled to you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I became a carbon, Oila, Kuloi Kolei Lashem. It's all Hashem Yisparach. Bonai V'lo Bonecho. Klal Yisrael is yours, Ribbono Shel Olam. But in that schus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shofet L'Toiv, Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael says, Shkoyach Yitzchak, Avinu Ata, what does Yitzchak say? Me? It's Hashem Yisparach. Yitzchak Avinu, it's all Hashem Yisparach. Li Ata Mekalis. Kilsu La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Umachzilu Hu Yitzchak HaKodesh Baruch Hu Beinayhu. Yitzchak shows us everything's Hashem Yisparach. Ubei high timer, the same mahalach. It's too late to explain it by Riches. Oh, but those people who understand will understand. Ubei high timer, that mahalach is the way Yitzchak was the mekabel from Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak went to the derech of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak gave to us the yesod and mesoira on which Klal Yisrael is built. He gave the same names to the wells that Avraham Avinu dug. He did the same things that Avraham Avinu. He was going to go to Chutz Laaretz when there was a Rav, like Avraham Avinu. That's what we mekabel from Avoseinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, no, you can't go to Chutz Laaretz, you're an Oila Tmima. Is any sign coming to a new place? What's our Mesoira? Achoisihi. The bracha of Yitzchak Avinu is all bischus Avram, is be'etzim Yitzchak's zchus, because Yitzchak was the hemshech of Avram. That's the whole of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the mekabel. Yitzchak is the hemshech. Is the brachas to Yitzchak is all bischus Avram, because Yitzchak is the zera of Avram. Yitzchak is the hemshech of Avram. Klal Yisrael's built on Mesoira. These two Yisoidas, which are be'etzim, two sides of the same coin, if you understand. That's what we learn from Yitzchak Avinu. Avinu ato, Avram lo yodanu, Yisrael lo yakirenu, Avinu ato, Yitzchak Avinu is the hemshech and the binyan and the yisod of Klal Yisrael.